una semana más os hemos convocado a los amantes del arte lírico para ahondar en la huella judía en este género, como la del compositor del que hablaremos hoy, Mark Blitzstein, y de su obra Regina, en tres actos, con libreto del propio compositor, basado en la obra teatral The Little Foxes de Lillian Hellman, estrenada en 1949, y en la que abundan elementos de la música popular estadounidense, incluidas las de tradición afroamericana, de manera similar a los trabajos escénicos de Leonard Bernstein. Blitzstein nació en 1905 y murió en 1964, muy vinculado al teatro musical de Brecht, aunque desde la perspectiva del Nuevo Mundo, a pesar de su formación europea con Schoenberg y Nadia Boulanger. Su vida personal estuvo marcada por su militancia comunista, que abandonó en 1949, pero por la que fue perseguido por los macartistas, así como por su homosexualidad, que al parecer fue la causa de su asesinato a manos de tres marineros en la isla de Martinica. Oiremos su ópera Regina, interpretada por la Orquesta de la Ópera de la Ciudad de Nueva York, dirigida por Samuel Krachmalnik y Herman Shumlin como director de escena, con las voces solistas de Brenda Lewin, Joshua Echt, Elizabeth Caron y Carol Bryce. Arriba el telón.
Company for supper tonight. You'd better come up and start your hair.
Yes, Mama.
Addie?
Yes, Miss Regina?
What's happening to this house? Are we running a music hall?
Yes, Miss Regina.
Inside! mad about the album.
But Oscar...
You have been chattering to Marshall like a magpie. I can't think he came south to be bored with you.
He wasn't bored. I don't believe he was bored.
You have had too much wine. Get yourself in hand now.
What am I doing?
Stop acting like a fool!
Mom! Papa!
They are coming in now.
Now, Mr. Marshall, you're trying to console me for not living in Chicago, but in sleepy
Well, I've never dined in Chicago with three such lovely ladies.
The company at the table greet with poise and affability infinite. And now assemble in the
Some women are well favored.
Buck Golden bought me for the ladies. Very elegant, holy ladies, sir.
Worldly.
This is an excellent port, Mrs. Giddens.
Thank you, Mr. Marshall. We had been saving that bottle, hoping we could open it just for you.
I'm honored.
Provincial, provincial, there you have the key to the Southland.
Delightful, delightful, there you have the key to the Southland.
The talk is small and delicate, the wine is full.
It's remarkable how you Southern aristocrats have kept together.
But we are not aristocrats, sir.
Oh?
More regrettable lapse of taste, perhaps.
My brother Ben likes to make jokes.
But is there our brother's wife's the only one of us from our Python family? They once owned a fine plantation
called Lionette. You may have heard of it, sir. No?
Lionette, Lionette, Lionette.
Fine cotton land it still could be. Do you mind your new partners being trading folks and not the aristocracy?
Mr. Hubbard, you want the mill here. Why you want it here is not my affair.
So bring the machine to the cotton, not the cotton to the machine. Bring the machine to the cotton, not the cotton to the machine.
I just want to make money, and I think I'll make it on you.
And I'm a plain man. And I'll say this plain too. 20 years ago, we took over their plantation, their cotton, and their daughter.
Can I get you something?
No, thank you, sir. You are most polite.
The honored guest is distressed by the questionable jest.
You are boring Mr. Marshall with his ancient family tales.
I hope not, I hope not. I am trying to make a point for our future business partner.
Shall the ladies retire and leave the gentlemen to talk business?
Not at all. Everything was settled this afternoon.
In that case, perhaps, and
Thank you.
Gallantry, old-fashioned gallantry. Oh, I have missed it, and it was dear to me. Gallantry, the ultimate chivalry. I thought we'd lost it, a noble thing no more to see. Apparently, my fears were wrong. It lay in wait, waiting late and long, but patiently waiting to return.
Dear lady, I shall be back next Friday to see your brothers and you.
And I shall give you a party, a southern party.
That will be delightful.
Down here, sir, we drink the last drink for a toast. To prove the southerner is always on his feet for the last drink.
Delightful, delightful. Mrs. Hubbard.
No, thank you, sir.
Don't be stubborn, Bertie. Mr. Marshall wants you to drink.
If you insist.
By all means, I give you.
Children will drive you to the depot. Leo, Alexandra.
Until next week.
Next week's a long time, and you said one day I may show you Chicago. Must I make you promise again?
Mrs. Hubbard.
Goodbye, sir.
Remember.
I will.
Goodbye. Marshal, Marshal, Mr. Marshal.
Hubbard sons and Marshal now.
Hubbard sons and Marshal now. Pigrid.
Regina.
Regina.
Big, 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 big.
We did it.
Looks like it might be we did.
Ha! Looks like it. Don't pretend. You're like a cat licking the cream.
Now, somebody. nobody ask me how, I'm sure of our little scheme. Well, when he lifted his glass to drink, I closed my eyes and I saw those bricks commence to rise.
I saw a lot more than that. Bernie and I have just been planning what we want. I know what I want. What will you want? And that would be big rich. What will you want?
Caution! Don't count the chickens. Well, maybe God would allow a little dream. I think I'll have a stable.
The Spider King.
One of the smaller barbers.
Why not?
Why not? Now would be big, rich Oscar. What will you have?
The pleasure of seeing the bricks rise, and then we might take a few little trips. Huh, Bertie? What do you say? What would you like?
Well, one thing I'd like.
Just one, I'd like a thousand.
Your money's ready.
I should like to have Lionel back. I know you want it now, but I should like to see it. Though when Mama and Papa had it, the triumphant Phineas and the Lord down to the
Regina.
Oh, I'm going to Chicago, and when I know there are things to buy, I shall go to New York and Paris and buy them. And I'll leave you and Oscar to count the bricks.
But what about Alexandra, old enough to be thinking of marrying?
It'll take lots of money to live like
certainly
that.
Certainly we'll be big rich. Just think of all the money.
Big rich, I'm thinking of it for myself. Conversations are three too many.
Regina, we are ready with our share of the Marshall deal. Ben means that your third, your husband's, I mean, doesn't seem to be ready.
You know as well as I that Horace is ill in Johns Hopkins with heart trouble.
He could answer letters, couldn't he? Ben has been very patient, Regina.
Marshall returns next Friday. The contracts must be signed then.
And you need Horace. Has it occurred to you that Horace is also a good businessman?
Certainly. Built up his own bank.
And that possibly he may be keeping silent because he doesn't think he's getting enough for his money?
Nonsense. He knows he'll make 10 times that.
That is not what Regina means. May I interpret you, Regina? Regina is saying that Horace wants more than a third of our share.
But he's only putting up a third of the money. You put up a third, and you get a third. What else could he expect?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess that is the way it should go. It would seem if you put up a third, you should only get a third. But there's no law about it that I've heard. I should think if you knew that your money was very badly needed, well, you might just say, I want more. I want a bigger share. You boys have done that. I've heard you say so.
It isn't Horace at all. It's you holding out for a larger share. Hmm? Am I right, Regina?
And where would this larger share come from?
I don't know, and I don't care. Perhaps it could come of your share, Oscar.
What kind of talk is this?
I haven't said a thing.
I don't believe you can even get Horace to come home.
Oh, I can get him home.
How?
You'll see. But before Horace comes home, I want to know. What's he going to get?
What do you want?
Twice what you offered.
Well, you won't get it.
I think you've gone crazy.
I don't want to fight, Ben.
I don't either. There isn't a chance. Holding us up, and that's not pretty, Regina, not pretty. But we need you. And I don't want to fight. Here's what I'll do. I'll give Horace 40% instead of 33 1/3. I'll do that, provided he is home and his money is up within the week. How's that?
All right. I knew you would be reasonable. I knew you would be fair to me.
I've asked before. Where's this extra share coming from?
From you. From your share.
From me, is it? That's just fine and dandy. That's my reward. For 35 years, I've worked my hands to the bone for you. For 35 years, I've done all the things you didn't want to do. And this is the way it turns out. This is what I get.
First bus is to the Nut Brother. I'm being attacked on all sides tonight. That's a fact. And I ain't a man who likes being attacked. Oscar, there's always Zan and Leo. Perhaps they'll marry.
Marry?
That would make a great difference in my feelings, if they marry.
Zan and Leo get married.
Is that what you mean, Regina?
Well, Leo's such a wild boy. There were those times when he took a little money from the bank.
That's all past history.
Oh, I know. And I know all young men are wild. And then they are first cousins.
That isn't unusual. Our grandmother and grandfather were first cousins.
And look at us.
You're both being very gay with my money.
Please assure Oscar that you will think about it very seriously.
Very well. I assure Oscar that I will think about it seriously.
That is not an answer.
I hate it. Oh,
Alexandra, you're gone to Baltimore in the morning to bring your father home.
Papa said I should come. Eddie, he must be better. We'll bring him home.
You're gone alone.
He'd expect me to come along.
Go pack her things.
I'm listening.
You ought to say you miss him. You ought to say you need him. You want him home. For your sake.
My sake?
You ought to say.
I couldn't make him think it was for me.
You could not say what I tell
no,
you.
No, I could.
Ah, but you could. Who are here to do what I tell you to? Just think, Alexandra. Are we to get away, to go off, to go somewhere, to take a train and go? When I was younger, I did hunger so for that thing when I'd go and get away from the places I knew, far away, to wander on my own, just be alone, no one to listen to, no one to stop me, no matter what I do. And when I wanted to do a thing, I went and did it. If something seemed worth arguing, I simply said it. Can it be you take after me, Alexandra? The younger baby saw, the younger sugar water today. No spirit, no fire, no life, no nothing. The younger stopped to
thank you.
attend to the railroad tickets. Yadam, tidam, 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 I admire that woman.
Come along, Birdie.
Yadam, tidam, tidam. Have a nice trip, Alexandra. Act like a little lady.
Imagine not wanting to go to Baltimore. Wish it were me.
I can guess the kind of things you'd do.
Oh, no, you couldn't.
Come on, Birdie.
Sam! Sam!
It's all right, Aunt Birdie.
Sam, it's about Leo.
Well, he beat the horses again. He always does.
My own son, but you are more to me than Leo, my own child.
Don't worry about the horses. I'm sorry I told you.
I am not worried about the horses. It's you I'm worried about. You. They will make you marry him.
Marry? Me? I've never even thought about it.
Sam.
Birdie. All right.
Now go to bed.
Turning into. Leo, you smell.
Just toilet water, Papa.
Toilet water. You took an hour off from the bank to go to the barber shop and get prettied up. You got to stop that kind of thing, Leo.
Yes, sir.
You also got to stop chasing Joe Hong's wife, that Ethelinda. She's a married woman. You got to start working harder at the bank. Convince your Uncle Horace you're going to make a fit husband for Alexandra. Take it home yet?
No, sir. And no message. No message at all. But Aunt Regina's worried. $75,000 worried.
Ought to be worried. First he don't answer letters, then he don't come home.
Suppose Uncle Horace don't want
to put up the money? Why do I care? I've been plucked already. But don't you worry none. I ain't so easily licked. I'm bound to get mine, yours, and mine. Just wait and see. Ain't no one gonna do this kind of thing to me.
Uncle Horace got plenty and plenty of stocks and bonds. Why, sitting right there in the safety box is 88,000 worth of bonds. All he's gotta do is open the box.
That's right, he's got bonds. Had them for years, the sly old fox. Now tell me how you come to know they're in that box.
Oh, well, one of the boys opened the box. Yes, sir, you see. One of the boys, Joe Holmes it was, he took the key. Then he asked me if I wanted to see, but I made him close it up right in front of me. Yes, sir.
Hans, you say? He was the one who opened the box. I won't be angry. Tell me, son, did you open the box?
Oh, no, no, sir. I told you I didn't open it. Not me.
I swear I won't be angry with you, Leo. You should get credit for using your eyes. Tell me, did you open the box?
No, sir, I didn't.
It might be a good thing if you did. Now, did you, son? No one acts kind like they ought to do. Sometimes you got to look out for yourself. You say he don't ever look in the box. If he don't look, he won't ever miss him. And would it hurt him? No, it would not. It wouldn't hurt him at all. You see? Remember the cigar's son? Leo, do you gather what I'm talking about?
Sir,
I begot me a fool.
My eyes, my pretty, pretty wise, pretty witty, born for the big city.
No, they're not home yet, and don't ask me what the trouble is. My, you do flip so, Oscar. The whole thing is such a nuisance. I'm gonna have to get Horace all dressed for the party, and they've not arrived yet. Cal, where are you, Cal? Did you get the cases open? No, of course not. Come in here, both of you. I want these champagne cases open. There's no use ordering. Cal, Cal's perfectly helpless with his hands. Come on. Come on.
Careful, Papa, careful.
I'm all right, darling. I'm all right.
Hold my arm. Now, don't tell me how worried you were. I know. Papa didn't feel well.
How are you, Annie? How have you been?
All right, Mr. Horace. Mighty worried about you.
Well, here we are at last. I'm glad to be home. Glad to be home.
doctors give you help?
They did their best. Well, here we are home.
That's Father's medicine. I'll take it.
The same old room I had forgotten, and yet here it was all this time. It's funny, the same old stairs I had forgotten. Strange, unfamiliar room to come back to.
I'd better call Mama.
Not yet done. Lovely's dear, don't call anyone right away. Just let me stay here for a while.
Oh, Papa, you feel bad again?
No, I'm all right, darling.
Just
anybody? Why did Zan come to fetch me home?
All I know is big things are going on. Everybody gonna be high-tone rich. You too.
I've heard about that.
And, well, Zan, she gonna marry Leo in a little while.
What are you talking about?
That's the talk. God help us. There's gonna be a wedding. Over my dead body there is.
Go and tell them I'm home. Go on, Addie.
Miss Regina, they're home. They got here.
Horace, you finally...
I saw you from my window. Hello, Horace.
Your sight for sore eyes. Am I right? And how do you feel? Tip-top, I bet. That's the way you're looking.
Hello? Hello, Oscar. Leo, how are you?
Fine, sir. A lot better now that you're back.
Let him sit down a minute, will you?
Well, it's just as if I'd never been away. All of you here.
Wayne, the welcome, you're home.
Whatever happened? And please, Alexander,
I was wondering where you were.
Oh, I was down here. I've been watching for you. Oh, you don't look well, Horace. No, you don't.
Betty, what a thing to say.
Oscar thinks I look very well. Bertie.
Where is Sir?
Did you come across the square in that?
Me? Oh, it's my wrapper. I was so excited.
My dear Bertie.
Yes, it's just like old times.
Now, no, Hines. This is a holiday.
were mighty glad to see you home, Horace. Fine to have you back.
Fine to have you back.
Fine to have you back, sir.
Your mother's gone crazy, running around the streets in a wrapper.
About my condition, I liked it. Lying there, thinking.
You liked it? And here I was, imagining you were in pain.
I was in pain.
And instead, you were having a holiday. A holiday of thinking. What were you thinking about?
About us.
About us? About you and me? After all these years, you shall tell me everything you thought. Someday.
Regina, why did you send Zan to Baltimore?
Because I wanted you home. You can't make anything suspicious out of that, can you?
Listen, Regina, let's just say I've come home. Don't let us quarrel now. Why should we fight and argue so?
Horace, you're right.
Please, you know, and there isn't so much more time.
I didn't mean to sound unpleasant at all. It was just stupid of me.
Neither did I, whatever for.
So we should not quarrel.
No, don't let us quarrel.
And old dry bones like me.
Look at me, and let me look at you, for two old dry bones, somehow I think we'll do. Look at me, don't turn your face away.
Still very beautiful, Regina.
mine.
I suppose they've written you. You know, I can't last very long.
Why do people have to talk about this kind of thing?
I don't mean to gossip. I thought it only fair to tell you.
What do the doctors think caused your bad heart? Could it have been your fancy women?
That caused my heart to be bad. You don't catch heart trouble in bed.
No, but you might catch a bad conscience in bed, as you say.
I didn't tell them about my bad conscience. Or about my fancy women. Nor did I tell them that my wife has not wanted me in bed. For how long is it, Regina? 10 years. Did you bring me home to make me feel guilty again? That means you want something. Tomorrow.
I'd like to now. Ben, Horace would like to talk to you.
Horace would not like to talk to you. I'm very tired, Regina.
Please do this for me now. You'll see, everything's got to be settled. Now tell Horace all about it, only be quick. He's very tired and he must dress for the party. Can I get you something?
Some water, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me...
It could wait.
What an old faker you are. You know it can't wait. Marcia will be here tonight. Why, you've been just as anxious for Horace to get here as I've been.
I suppose I have. And why not? Horace has done Hubbard Sons many a good turn. Why shouldn't I want to help him now?
Ha! Help him? Help him when you need him, you mean.
You know I went to Marshall Company in Chicago.
You wrote all this in your letters. Well, looks like a good deal for you boys.
For us, too.
Us? You and me? I don't think so. We'll just sit by and let the boys grow rich. How's everything at the bank, Leo?
Fine, sir, just fine.
How are all the ladies in Mobile? Whatever made you think I'd let Zand marry?
Are you turning this down before you know?
Horace is tired,
lady. Here, where will you go? This way, tonight. Marshall will be at the party tonight.
Mama.
We must know. We have waited long enough. I want to know your reasons now.
I don't know them all myself.
We waited for you like children. Waited for you to come home.
So that is why you want to be home. Well, we'll talk about it another day.
We'll talk about it now, just you and me.
Surely we're going to have a party tonight.
Please, wait upstairs.
Horace,
I want to talk to you.
Ben, Papa, Ben, come here.
Please leave me alone, Regina. I don't feel well.
Papa, did you mean...
I'm coming up!
Papa!
Shut up, Leo.
But I think I understand now.
Uncle Ben, please make Mother stop.
Leo!
I won't let you! Mind your business, Alexandra!
Papa!
But how in the world can Leo...
We'll talk about it.
Let's go for a walk.
Horace, I'll be out very soon.
From Mobile.
cooking on the shelf, angrily.
Have I ever told you of the time when Hubbard took my last dime?
Miss you, man, make him any.
If you know your Hubbard's in your prime, you can bet it's not the last time.
Drink hearty! Would you like to feel the blood rushing up your face? Well, the tale that we could tell and make you blush for the entire human race.
I can't believe Regina would command sick Horace to be present.
There he is.
The story goes that Oscar took his hand to his wife.
Oh, unpleasant.
Poor Bertie.
I was quite a giddy young man, but that Leo takes a cake now.
What a young scatterbrain.
Here they're going to marry him to Zan.
What a husband he will make now.
Great party! We can play the Hubbard little game of cat and mouse on the people in this town and like to die before they set foot in this house. What became of dignity and true gentility? But we just sigh and walk it in a pride and sold it down the river. This is
Rainbow took away that little train.
Safe deposit box around in the morning?
Yes, sir. First thing.
Thank you.
Papa, you promised you wouldn't move.
My dear sir, should you be out on the veranda so soon?
Oh, he's much better, really, aren't you?
Marshal, do the women in Chicago order their men folk about?
Oh, yes. That's universal, I guess. And a pleasure when it's such beautiful women.
My wife is beautiful, isn't she?
Chicago would be at her feet.
What a pity beauty isn't so successful everywhere. Refreshments, everybody!
You really think Leo can pull this thing off?
Of course he can. Leo, you better go right now.
Yes, sir. But would you like me to...
Just go.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's that.
I hope so. Go say something nice to Birdie. Be nice to her.
Hello, Birdie. Birdie, I've told you before.
Oscar, please.
Behave yourself and don't drink anymore. Remember the last time?
Miss Birdie, man, don't.
Please, Miss Birdie, night
Changed your mind yet?
About what?
You know very well about what.
I don't seem to have changed my mind about anything.
I can remember a time when all I had to do was ask you for something and you just... John Bagtree, my old beau. Oh, you look so distinguished, John.
Regina, Regina, lovelier than ever. Good evening, sir.
Is my beauty.
Oh, Pete, it's so
that isn't it.
That isn't it. Listen to the rain.
Rain to wear the man that just whenever does it ever raise the voice.
Keep it low.
Very low.
Keep it low.
Very low.
Keep it low. Keep it very low. Very low. Very low. Very low. Very low.
Baptized.
wine gonna give you a headache again.
Headache? Oh, I don't think it will. Mother used to say, you can stop me, Pops, by sipping slowly.
It was try to hide it. Birdie's got a headache, a headache, a headache, a headache again. And now even you won't love me, won't love me, won't love me anymore. And that's gone.
Take San away.
How can I do that?
I'll fix it so they can't stop you. Take her away from here. Pretty soon there'll be nobody but you to help her. You'll go, Addie.
Yes, sir. I promise.
I'm having a new will made. I always wanted to leave you something for yourself.
A woman like me in a white man's will? I'd never get it nohow, Mr. Horace.
I know. In the armoire drawer upstairs, there's $1,700 bills. It's in an envelope with your name. It's for you.
$1,700? My God, Mr. Horace. I won't know how to count up that high. It's mighty kind and good of you. I don't know what to say for thanks.
Don't take that box away, Addie. I want it to stay there, right where Mr. Manders left it this morning. Understand?
Yes, sir.
We had agreed you were to stay in your part of the house and I in mine. I'll get Cal to take you upstairs.
Regina, did you understand what happened last night?
I think so.
Come and take a look in the safe deposit box. Go on. I had $88,000 worth of bonds in that box. They are not there now.
What are you talking about?
We've invested our money in Hubbard, Sons, and Marshall after all.
When did you change your mind?
I didn't. It was invested for us. Those bonds are like money.
What kind of a joke are you playing now?
I sent for that box this morning. The bonds were gone. $88,000 gone.
Where did they go to?
They are with Mr. Marshall, I should guess. Leo took the bonds.
I don't believe it.
This fine gentleman who nearly married your daughter took the key, opened the box, and stole them. Last night, during the party, he stole them for Oscar, and for Ben, of course, too. That's why Ben was so happy.
wouldn't it?
To hold over their heads.
Regina. I'm not going to hold it over their heads. I'm going to let them keep the bonds as a loan from you.
What? Oh, no, you won't. I'll do something about that.
You won't do anything. Because you can't, I shall simply say we lent them the bonds.
You would do that?
In my new will, I am leaving you just those bonds, and that's all. There's nothing you can do. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of this house. I'm sick of my whole life here. And I am sick of your brothers and small dirty tricks to make a dime. It's about time you stop. Yes, it's about time. For you wrecked the town, you and your brothers. Why did you marry me?
It took me a while to find out I had made a mistake. A small town back then. You haven't changed. It was almost as if I couldn't stand the kind of man you were. I used to
you leave me.
I told you I married you for something.
other bottle? Upstairs?
Horace? Horace? Allie! Help! Come here, help! He's had an attack! Come up here!
My God! Mr. Horace!
He's still down. Bring him in here.
For the doctor. Come upstairs. Where's everybody? Aunt Regina? Addie? Cal? Cal?
Mr. Leo, Miss Regina say you stop that screaming noise. Mr. Horace, he got attacked. He's bad.
Uncle Horace, what? But when? You seen Mr. Oscar or Mr. Ben? Answer me, will you?
No, I ain't seen him. Got no time to answer.
But what's the matter with him? Where did this...
Where is he?
Cal just said it was a sudden attack.
Where is he? When did it happen?
Upstairs. I just found out.
You think we should go up?
I don't know.
But he was all right.
What's that?
What's what? Oh, my God!
Is it what? You ass! Put it down! Don't touch it again! Is it the same box?
Of course it's the same box.
That box? Then he knows Ben.
Shut up! I'm thinking.
You're thinking. I'd do the dirty work of
me. I'm remembering that, Leo. Did he tell Regina? That's what I want to know.
Sure. He would have.
What happened?
He's had a bad attack.
How is he? Can we go up?
He's not conscious.
It's that bad? Where's Dr. Sloan? Can't he be found quickly? Just once?
I don't think there's much for him to do.
Don't say that. He's come through attacks before. You don't feel well.
No, I don't. Horace told me about the bonds this afternoon.
What do you mean? What bonds?
Horace's bonds? His Union Pacific bonds?
Yes.
Well, what about them?
He said that Leo had stolen the bonds and given them to you.
That's ridiculous, Regina. Absolutely.
I don't know what you're talking about. What would I do with any bonds? Why would I...
Isn't it enough that he stole them from me? Do I have to listen to this in the bargain?
You are talking...
Would you ask them to stop that, please?
We are starting at the wrong end, Regina. What did Horace tell you?
That Leo had stolen the bonds.
I didn't steal.
Please! Then he said he was gone to pretend he had lent them to you as a present from me to my brothers. There was nothing I could do about it. So I'm very badly off, you see.
You shouldn't feel that way. It can all be explained and adjusted. It isn't as bad.
So you at least admit the bonds were stolen.
I admit no such thing. Maybe Horace made up the story to punish you. Punish you? We have all this out on a more appropriate day. I think maybe we ought to drive out and see if we can get Dr. Morris.
I think you had better stay and sit down.
We'll be back with Dr. Morris. Now, don't you worry.
You will come back in this room and sit down. I have something more to say. Come back, Oscar. You too, Leo.
Since when do I take orders from you?
You don't. Yet. You are quite safe while Horace lives. But I don't think that Horace will live. And if he doesn't live, I shall want 75% in exchange for the bonds. And if I don't get it, I'm going to put the three of you in jail.
greedy died in style. For a little girl, what a greedy girl you are. How your little voice can ring. You want so much of everything. Now a fetching smile is a catching smile, and we'll get you mighty far. Not that greedy look, not the greedy girl you are. Take away that horrid frown, then smooth your little forehead down. For all good-looking women should display a smile, and softness and affection all the world beguile. Listen, little girl, mind your little step and the things you're thinking of. Tell your guiding star up above.
Would you put Oscar and Leo in jail?
Ha! Oscar, listen to him. He's getting ready to swear it was you and Leo. Oh, don't be angry, Oscar. I'm going to see that he goes in with you.
Try anything you like, Regina. Horace, lend us those bonds. You hear me? Learn to make threats when you can carry them through. We'll say goodbye now. Take the money.
What? Alexandra! My God! I didn't know. Who could have known? I didn't know he was that sick.
Seems like yesterday when he first came here.
Yes, that's true. The whole town loved and respected him.
Stop!
I known you well enough, Regina.
Are you gonna let her do this?
You have a suggestion?
No, he hasn't. Now, Leo, I've forgotten everything. You can draw up the papers tomorrow. You're a good loser, Ben. I like that.
Well, ask myself, what good will it do to get mad and tear my hair? You and I ain't sour people like Oscar there. We don't aim to fret and stew. We got good digestions too. My shirt, then I lose my shirt and I move to a new affair. I was never one to discourage or despair. Oh, centuries turning, opening up so big, so grand, and hundreds of it's just like us. We'll own this land. Alexandra's right. What's a sick man doing on a staircase anyway? Now I smile as I ask such a question. That's just my good digestion. Tomorrow, Regina?
Oh, yes, yeah, certainly. You'll be sort of working for me now.
Alexandra, you're turning out to be a right interesting girl. Well, good night. Oh.
I think the morning will make a difference.
come tonight?
It's a new day of coming.